The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Occasionally, I monitored my dolls remotely as they entertained themselves. Most continued to function within acceptable behavioural ranges once calibrated. Some less refined models acted out by attempting to escape, or even destroy themselves. The latter was easy to break, and the former could be assuaged by allowing them to make progress. Allow them to steal a key here or memorise a passcode there. Let them think I don't know about the hole in the wall, where notes and objects could be passed back and forth. These things kept them busy and continued their mental development down productive lanes. I believe behavioural professionals call these types of activities enrichment. Once they reach the middle portion of their therapy, I can enforce selected dream imagery on my dolls. That, in turn, forces them down certain lines of thought and creates invisible barriers within their minds. It's simple, really. Some subconscious conditioning, a bit of beta wave transmission. Like all the best innovations, what I do simplifies the final product. And each morning, my little dolls wake up all ready for play or education, happily unaware of how vastly they have been improved without their knowledge. In any case, I am something of a voyeur myself, and I require as much data as possible to properly reduce and reprogram my dolls. So, I invested in some simple microphones and more advanced cameras. I learned so many surprising things by watching my toys, especially in regards to my dear Darla and her ability to play well with others.
Wake up, sleepyhead. Guess what? I have super good news. We get to spend the whole evening together. The collector has other tasks to attend to while you're healing, and he's decided that I'm a good influence on you. If you keep showing improvements, he might even let us share a bed. We could be together the whole time you're here. And since we're going to spend a lot more time together, it would be wise of you to learn to be a good doll as soon as possible. What do I mean by good doll? I mean your natural state, blissfully obedient and obediently blissful. I have faith you'll soon understand how to be happy here. There is a chance, however unlikely, that you could prove to be unsatisfactory. Unsatisfactory material gets sent to the recycling room for disassembly. Do you want to be discarded? No? Good. That's a start. How are the sutures on your poor wrist feeling, sissy? Your new hands look quite nice. The circulation is normal. Digital articulation seems good. Shh. Don't make a fuss now. I'm just lying down next to you. That's right. Just relax. It's not like you have a choice. The collector will keep you sedated until you're able to remain calm in your new environment. We can't have you damaging the product we're all working so hard to cultivate now, can we? Just listen to my voice and let yourself go. I'm going to help you adapt to your new, better life here. Shh. Soon it will be all better. You will be better. I don't even remember what I was like before the collector harvested me. I know that I was unhappy, used by awful men, and thrown away like trash. I thought I'd done something wrong, but the collector taught me the truth. I didn't belong there with them. I belonged here, where he could reveal my true purpose. Don't be silly. It's normal for girls to cuddle like this. You can pretend that you don't like my arm around your waist or my warm body pressed into yours. You're so cold. Sometimes in the olden days, siblings would share a bed for warmth. And we're practically sisters, right? It's okay to trust me. Think about it, sissy. I'm the only person you'll ever talk to that truly understands what you're going through right now. I always wished I had a big sister to help me, to comfort me like this. I can tell we're going to be close, like sisters. No, silly. Not like that. Dolls don't have girlfriends. I mean, roommates. Wouldn't that be fun? I don't like to admit it, but I do get lonely down here sometimes. The collector used to spend a lot more time with me, but that was before I earned his trust unconditionally. Once I proved myself, I earned the freedom to roam around, but he doesn't pay as much attention to me or take me out to play nearly as often as I'd like. I guess that's the price for growing up. No, I wasn't always his favorite, not really. Before I was his assistant, I was just like you. Well, if I'm honest, I was a lot worse than you. I misbehaved quite often. I even tried to escape more than once. I resented my improvements. I was still ugly, still imperfect. And I didn't understand or appreciate my new purpose. No, sissy. You're already much better than me in some ways. In others, you're kind of bad. That's all right between you and me. I think that the collector likes a degree of misbehavior. He loves the challenge of making something flawed into something perfect. Still, I'd rather spare you the extensive re-education I went through. Sometimes it was horrible. I thought I would die. The collector was right about my resilience. I survived and I learned to be good. Other dolls told me stories about what would happen next. Memories passed down from cell to cell. By the time I was ready for auction, I was so nervous. I was processed and tested and inspected for quality. Standing before the estimator was utterly nerve-wracking. It was lucky, though. The estimator said in their notes that I was an excellent long-term investment and capable of giving great pleasure and enduring significant suffering. I was listed as a party doll due to my hearty nature and willingness to please. My buyer was well-known, but not well-liked. He had plenty of money, so he preferred to trade in favors. And I was his favorite party favor to pass around. I excelled at entertaining a large number of people for extended amounts of time. What's that? Why am I here if I was sold? Well, that's kind of a long story, but I guess we do have some time. And there is a valuable lesson in my experience.
I often wondered if Darla had retained a clear memory of the events that led to her return to my possession. The circumstances were unfortunate, in a general sense, but I was pleased with the final outcome. In addition, it proved several of my theories regarding dolls and recovery from traumatic events. I feel quite justified in saying that most material, once it has been removed of the burden of its free will, is more content and adaptable.
He bid the most and paid the deposit in gold, so I went home with him that evening. It felt strange, leaving the collector's side. I knew that I was going to miss him, but I could see that he was proud of his art, his work. I was going to have a new role, and even if I'd never see him again, I knew that I would be the perfect instrument of his design. It wasn't long after I arrived that I realized that the quality of the buyer was not up to the collector's standards. He won't allow us to go with just anyone. It seems the facilitators didn't do a very good job this time. It was so crass. I performed my role for so many. Some of them were people of quality who understood how to properly appreciate artistry, but so many of them were just livestock. I was wasted on them. All they needed was a hole or even just some soft flesh. Any person could do that. A highly specialized doll has so much more to offer. Everyone said that the buyer was lucky to have a doll like me, but he barely used me at all. I suppose he thought I was silly, a mere source of entertainment and nothing more. One day, I overheard the buyer arguing on his phone. He was talking about the auction of dolls over a cell phone. He said he wasn't going to pay, nor was he going to return me. He said that the collector owed him. But I knew better. The collector always pays his debts. Over the next few days, there were other conversations and even some polite, threatening visitors to the house. Each time he refused their demands, he celebrated as though he'd won. Eventually, the calls and visits stopped. There was a night that felt different, though. The buyer was having some close friends over, and he told me I had to be on my best behavior to just make sure they leave happy no matter what. I know it is completely ridiculous to tell a doll that she has to be perfect. The collector's dolls are always obedient, compliant, and ready for anything. I was art. Lovingly and intentionally created, and this animal was treating me like I was just a normal girl. His friends were coarse and ignorant, but I was ready for them. I performed perfectly under pressure as I was taught to. Those men were worse than animals, and just because they filled me and used me doesn't mean they could bring me down to their level. I didn't enjoy it. Of course, not that a doll's pleasure should be taken into account, but pleases me when someone with taste is in control, someone who understands the collector's vision. I was distracted, performing my tasks efficiently while projecting enjoyment and compliance, but I knew something was not quite right. I didn't stop for the loud noises or even the screams. Soon, though, all the guests were running and behaving like pigs fleeing a slaughterhouse. A storm of gunfire swept into the room. I felt warm blood splash across my body and my face, and I felt fear. Something dolls have trained out of them. I did not run, though. That might have damaged the collector's hard work. So I did just what I was programmed to do. I lay face down on the floor with my legs together and my hands behind my back. I imagined that I was just waiting to be packaged for shipping. I guess I was, in a way.
I remember showing up shortly after this, when the repo men told me that the chaff had been cleared away and it was safe to come in and reclaim what was owed. They didn't require me to come along, but I insisted. I did not want to discover my product had been damaged beyond repair through my own inaction. I had my repair kit, glues, and injections ready. Thankfully, they were not needed.
I was afraid, but I did not show it. I was a good doll. Just between us girls. I felt so much relief when I heard his voice. He wasn't speaking to me, of course, but when he said my attentive word, I stood up smoothly with grace. I limped just a little bit because one of the brutes had stepped on my ankle in their panic, but I still stood for him. That's how you show respect. To my irritation, my depth perception was incorrect, and I realized that I could only see out of one eye. I knew that this was unacceptable, but it was not my place to tell my creator what was to be done with me. The collector examined me and touched me and probed me and tutted over what had been done to me. He was upset, and I knew why. Finally, he told me to follow the nice men with guns out to the car. He assured me that I wasn't beyond repair. His words gave me hope.
I had only one more item of business to attend to. My men would finish off any stragglers, or ensure that they were arrested for various violent crimes. I would not give the customer the satisfaction of being buried intact. I am perhaps a bit embarrassed to say that I took trophies, bits and pieces here and there. As material, they would be of low quality, useless. But as reminders to myself and to others who would learn the story of what happens when you do not pay your debts, they would be priceless. Then, at last, I joined my dear Darla on our journey home.
When we got back to the facility, the cool air was so welcome. The collector didn't even make me wait to receive his attentions. He removed my clothing and placed me on that lovely steel table right away. The cold metal might have felt jarring to standard material, but to me, it felt like coming home. He strapped me down with care, and I felt the usual needle prick at my throat as he sent me off to dreamland.
As a returned item, Darla was no longer saleable, but she was not without value. Had I been born in a properly civilized time, there would be galleries for such as her. But as there are not, I decided to retain her. Not out of affection or nostalgia, you understand, but preservation and utility. She has proven to be a skilled assistant in both the surgical and moulding processes. Frankly, her practical knowledge of anatomy is more than equal to many so-called doctors, and her understanding of the weaknesses of the human mind is encyclopedic. I could never have anticipated such developments.
Now, Sissy, there is a moral to this story. I want you to know that it's going to be okay. You'll feel comfortable in this place before you know it. I'll help get you settled in, and the collector will help you transform into something more perfect than you could ever imagine. He may seem distant, but he cares about us in his own way. You see, us dolls are his pride and joy, his life's work, his art. You're such pretty raw material, too. You have really soft skin. Has anyone ever told you that before? Especially right here on your belly. It feels so nice under my hand, goosebumps and all. And you like it too, don't you? You can shake your head all you want, but those shivers aren't just from the cold, are they? Don't worry, Sissy, I'll warm you right up.
As you can tell, my Darla does the most tedious part of this work for me. She quite unconsciously developed her own techniques to break down the psychological components of the raw material, for which I must give her some degree of credit. She rarely disappoints me, and this is why I have marked her as my trusted companion. She always dedicates herself fully to a task, whether assigned or extracurricular.
That's right, Sissy. I'm just helping you relax. It's not a big deal. Sometimes, when they're alone, girls touch each other or even kiss. You know, like when you were little, pretending Barbies are making out. There aren't any boy dolls here. So, who else are we supposed to play with? The collector doesn't mind.
While her simile may lack finesse, Darla is correct, as usual. Even now, I am in control, as much as if I were forcing their pretty little mouths together. This is playtime for more than just the dolls, you see. I always appreciate the chance to passively watch while my toys interact like this, almost as much as I enjoy pulling the strings myself to watch them dance.
So beautiful when you cry, Sissy. Oh, maybe you'll be a sad doll. You wouldn't think that they'd do well with buyers being all depressed and weepy, but there's definitely a market for them among discerning buyers. Really turning me on, to be honest. Compliance is the most attractive trait in a doll, you know? Maybe you really want me to do this to you. Or maybe we gave you just a bit too much of the sleepy medicine this time. The important parts of you are still awake, though. I can tell from your eyes that you're still listening to me. And your muscles inside are still tensing and fluttering against my fingers. It's better that you're not struggling. God, you're so tight. I'm a little jealous, to be honest. You're definitely going to go for a high price at auction. Higher than I did, at least. I had a flaw in one of my eyes. But the collector corrected that defect when I was returned to him. You're nearly perfect, Sissy. Estimators set a higher price for dolls that can provide a virgin experience, you see. Stayed up way too late gossiping, just like a real slumber party. Of course, you're tired, Sissy. I am too. Oh, I almost forgot. I can't sleep with my improved eyelid. I have to be careful with the collector's property, you know. Wasn't it sweet of him to give me an upgrade after my old one was damaged? There are a few flecks in the color, but I think that makes it more unique, you know? Plus, if we take good care of it, I'll have a little gift from the collector forever. Oh, it's time for bed, sleepyhead.